Welcome to Let's Talk About It, co-hosted by Maria Wyatt and Scott Dudley, presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services, and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.
Welcome, everyone, and thank you for joining us to your weekly wellness radio, Let's Talk About It. We are brought to you by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services. I'm Maria Wyatt, and my co-host is Scott Dudley.
Thank you so much for listening. We are rounding second base, going to slide on into third in our series of monthly presentations. We are in Attention Deficit Disorder Month, and it's the start of baseball season, if you couldn't tell by the analogy.
So I guess next week will be the home run?
Exactly.
We'll be
running successfully across home base, scoring the run of Let's Talk About It. Okay. So today the topic is adult attention deficit, if you will. And in our previous shows and in the youth show, we talked even about sometimes the symptoms mitigating themselves in some respects, so that some people who are adults may be able to kind of go through life and just kind of self-manage this thing.
And I think we can also maybe debunk some myths that usually some say, you know what, as adults, there's no such thing as attention deficit disorder.
Ooh, we brought with us our expert debunker today to debunk.
We'll be the Mythbusters.
We'd like you to welcome Dr. Stephen Papaleo. Papaleo is a psychologist.
I am.
You are. Welcome, sir.
Thank you. Thank
Clinical
you.
Psychologist.
Is there any other kind? Oh, there's research psychologists,
yeah,
isn't there?
There's school psychologists. There's research psychologists. There's Holiday and Express psychologists.
A man of your talents and brilliance. What prompted you to be a psychologist?
Well, that's a good question, and I'm not sure I've figured that out yet, but I'm working on it. So I'll let you know if I ever figure that out.
That, sir, is a great dodge. Welcome aboard.
Thank you.
In addition to being a psychologist, you've got some special insight, if you will, into attention deficit.
Well, I do, because I am attention deficit, and you can ask anyone who knows me, and they'll validate that it's not a ploy.
So you are, I mean, in our language here of the radio show or whatever, suffering a mental health disorder.
I am. Although I wouldn't say I suffer, but yeah, other people yeah. might, so they suffer.
So we get to talk today not only about, from the perspective of a psychologist, about adult attention deficit disorder, because I'm sure you probably know the clinical end of this thing,
mm-hmm.
But we also get to talk about the personal end. Where's a good jumping in point for you?
Well, I guess, you know, like most people with attention deficit disorder, the jumping off point is in your early school years, which is where as a looked at as it is now as a neurodevelopmental disorder, there is a continuum from childhood into adulthood. Adults generally just do not suddenly have attention deficit disorder. In fact, the way we now determine whether someone as an adult has attention deficit disorder is to do an inquiry into their school years prior to the age of 12. And
so I've got no excuse for last week, Thursday.
What happened?
I was claiming that adult attention deficit disorder had stricken me.
Ah,
it just popped up.
Well, maybe because of your adult attention deficit disorder, you've forgotten key points about your early years.
Well said, sir. Well said. So this happens to people as children.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Actually, anywhere from as early as three, but people have been given that diagnosis. But more typically, becomes manifest in early school years, first grade through elementary school and then middle school.
You've been listening to Let's Talk About It, heard each Sunday morning at 7 a.m. on KXO AM 1230 Radio. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.